is blessing, and I have PTZ business owners like you to get more business deals with improved business English skills. Alright, welcome to this week edition, this week podcast. I want to say big thank you to you, to all my listeners, wherever you are. You are important to me. Thank you a lot. Enjoy the podcast.
Hello everyone, how are you doing? Thanks for joining me today. And before I start, I want to say a big thank you to all my listeners all the way from Germany, from United States, from Nigeria, from Mexico, from Oman, from India, from Jamaica, from Canada, from Egypt, from France, United Kingdom, Japan, Colombia, Italy, Vietnam, Honduras, Brazil, Philippines, Ecuador, Dominican Republic, Spain, El Salvador, Peru, Saudi Arabia, Argentina, United Arab Emirates, Tunisia, Panama, Puerto Rico, Serbia, Venezuela, Bangladesh, Somalia, Guatemala, Hong Kong, Cameroon, Taiwan, Malta, Iraq, Turkey, Hungary, Guyana, Nicaragua, Pakistan, Havana, Congo, Costa Rica, Georgia, Kenya, Qatar, Morocco, Nepal, Thailand, Belarus, Ireland, Haiti, Azerbaijan, Zambia, Switzerland, Indonesia, New Zealand, Ghana, Republic of Moldova, St. Martin, Sri Lanka, U.S. Virgin Islands, Yemen, Zimbabwe, Denmark, Russia, and South Korea. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and thanks for sharing. I appreciate your good feedback every time. Thank you so much. Today, I'm going to talk about bad business English sentence construction skills. So, I will ask you this question. Are you ashamed of your bad business English sentence construction skills? You want to speak English fluently and confidently like a successful business owner. Then what happens when you can't construct simple sentences in English, transporting yourself during business conversations? Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. You are putting in a lot of time and effort to learn how to construct simple English sentences. You think that you are not good enough because of your bad business English sentence construction skills. That's one of the reasons why you say a few sentences in English and keep quiet. You don't want to be judged for saying or writing bad sentences in English. Alright, I will give you some tips that you can try out, and do not use these tips once. Use these tips for more than a month for you to get improvements. Alright, please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. And in case you want to grab free business English resources, okay, you can send me a message on Instagram with the word free, free from podcast, okay? In case you want free business English resources, send me a message with the word free from podcast on Instagram at Friendly Coach. Alright, to middle-eastern business owners who want to construct good sentences in English, every business owner wants to be seen as a confident business owner. I agree with you that you are confident in yourself, and that's why you are making progress in your business or businesses. You can learn how to construct good sentences in English. You can send me a message with the word podcast on Instagram at Friendly Coach. Send me a message with the word podcast, podcast, on Instagram at Friendly Coach. However, you have a lot of meaningful English sentences in your mind, but you find it difficult to say them in English. Why? You don't want to be joyful bad English sentence construction. You're scared of making mistakes. truth is that no one will faint because of the mistake you make. Yeah, that's the truth. But you don't want your self-confidence to reduce. Your self-confidence is important to either your business or your businesses because you are a business owner. So I will give you tips that you can use. And the tips won't work for you if you don't use them constantly. You can learn how to construct good sentences in English. Send a message with Word Podcast on Instagram at FriendlyCoach. In case you want to grab free business English resources to get more business deals, you can send me a message free. Send me a message with the word free from podcast. Free from podcast at FriendlyCoach on Instagram. Okay, so I'm going to add a poll to every podcast from now on. So the poll for today is, have you ever gotten embarrassed due to bad English sentences? So it's a yes or no. Well, I've been embarrassed, yes. So please try to just participate in the poll. I appreciate that. I appreciate your participation. Thank you. So let's continue. When will you stop embarrassing yourself with poor business English sentence construction skills during business meetings? Having strong self-confidence in yourself and your business or businesses is necessary for you as a business owner. Every business owner has their strengths and weaknesses. No more embarrassment. Send me a message with the word podcast on Instagram at FriendlyCoach. You have aspects in which you have self-confidence and you have aspects in which you have lead you to know self-confidence. It's the same for every business owner. You are not alone. Okay, you are not the world one here. Okay? You don't feel limited when you do business with your native language or languages. I don't know how many languages you speak or how many native languages you speak. I don't know. But when you do business in English, you feel like you are limited. At times, you reduce the words you want to say in English because you are scared of getting embarrassed. At times, you make bad sentences in English and you get embarrassed constantly. Now, as you know, I'm a business English coach for middle-eastern business owners. So, for middle-eastern business owners who want to stop getting embarrassed due to bad business English skills, you've come to the right place. No more embarrassment for you. You can send me a message with Word Podcast on Instagram at FriendlyCoach. And you can also grab free business English resources to get more business deals. Send me a message with Word Free from Podcast on Instagram at FriendlyCoach. Have you been searching for how to enhance your business English sentence construction skills? One of the most important reasons your self-confidence is important is that your clients and business partners can feel your confidence. You don't want to be limited by poor business English skills. No. Get more business deals with improved business English skills. You can send a message with the word podcast on Instagram at FriendlyCoach. Your words matter a lot to your clients and business partners. You can get access to these and more secrets that will help you conduct business meetings in English easily, specifically designed clues to help you get better business negotiation skills in English. One-on-one daily constant feedback via voice calls to improve your confidence skills. How you sound natural with no stress and no difficulty. Most importantly, 100% privacy for you and every sensitive information. I acknowledge privacy for you because you are an ultra high net worth business owner. Positive fluency mindset coaching. You need to have the right positive fluency mindset to get fast improvements in your business English skills. There are more benefits available that will help you get more business deals with improved business English skills. And please note, there are no group coaching programs available now. No. The VIP and Super VIP 101 coaching programs available are for Middle Eastern business owners. And you can get more business deals and improve business English skills. Send me a message with the word podcast on Instagram at FriendlyCoach. And you can also grab free business English resources to get more business deals You can send me a message with the word free from Instagram at friendlilycoach.
Okay, so the first tip I have for you is start away from constructing long and complex sentences in English to reduce your grammatical errors. And the next one is use keywords constantly for your listeners to understand you clearly. When I mean keyword, you know, right now I'm talking about bad business English construction skills. So most of the words of most of my sentences are based on business English sentence construction skills. So do you get it? I mean, the keyword, what do you want your clients to know? Okay, let's just say if you were talking about a new product. So all your sentences should revolve around the main keyword, I mean, that new product. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. Okay, so avoid unnecessary words when constructing sentences in your mind or when writing sentences. The next one is use simple and straightforward language when constructing sentences. And the last one is use simple vocabulary to construct sentences. Simple vocabulary will help you speak well or write well. It's as simple as that. Don't complicate it. Alright, fine. I know you are speaking or writing a business email or you were speaking during a business event or a business conversation. But that doesn't mean that you need to complicate everything. No. Just because it's business, that doesn't mean everything needs to be art. No. Okay, thanks for joining me today. And I want to say big thank you once again to all my listeners all over the world. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, and in case you want ways to help you improve your business English skills, you can send me a message with the word podcast on Instagram at friendlilycoach. And in case you want to grab free business English resources for yourself, you can send me a message with the word free from podcast on Instagram at friendlilycoach. And what else do I have to say? Nothing more but to say you are the best for listening to me. And up to this point, you are still the best. All right then, bye. See you next week.
Oh, thank you, my wonderful people. Thank you. I'm saying a big thank you to you for listening to this podcast right from the beginning and to this point. Thank you. Alright, in case you want to give me feedback or you want to speak with me or you want to work with me, you can share me out on Instagram at friendlilycoach, on Twitter at friendlilycoach, on Facebook at friendlilycoach, and on LinkedIn, blessing and lattice on me. Blessing and lattice on me, okay? Or you can search for business English coach for business owners on LinkedIn. Business English coach for business owners. Then you will see my name, Blessing and lattice on me, alright? Or you can check out my website, www.friendlilycoach.com. www.friendlilycoach.com. And see you next week.